Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Between the prisons of preachers and the ports of arms, what is the basis of judgment of this regime? While prisons and detention centers are wide open to da'wah carriers calling for the implementation of Islam, and while they are persecuted for their livelihoods, silenced, and their ideas suppressed, not for any crime they committed, nor any aggression they perpetrated, but simply because they say that Islam must be implemented in life, and that the Ummah must be governed by the law of its Lord. At the same time, ports are opened, roads are facilitated, and all facilities are provided for everything that serves the enemies of the Ummah and strengthens their power. What kind of paradox is this that makes calling to Islam a crime while facilitating what reaches its enemies become an acceptable or even tolerated act? And what kind of scale is this that criminalizes the word of truth while turning a blind eye to actions that lead to strengthening those who will kill Muslims and occupy their lands? The arrests, torture, and harassment faced by the da'wah carriers calling to Islam are not isolated incidents, but rather a consistent approach reflecting the nature of the existing regime. This regime views Islam as a system of governance, as a threat, and seeks to eradicate it. Conversely, this regime has no qualms about acting as a tool within an international system that harnesses resources to serve the Jewish entity through political coordination, security cooperation, and even logistical facilitation, including the passage of materials used in its military industries. The case of the MSC Donitz ship serves as a stark illustration of this shameful reality. The ship reportedly carrying steel shipments destined for military companies in the Jewish entity as part of the supply chains used in the manufacturing of munitions and weapons. This inevitably means that facilitating its passage or receiving it constitutes support for these chains and this industry, which unleashes its fire on the chests of Muslims in Palestine, Lebanon, Syria, and Iran. This indicates that the matter is not merely a commercial shipment, but a function performed by the regime to safeguard the status quo imposed by the Jewish entity. O people of Egypt, Kinana, you who have carried Islam for centuries and been its fortress and support, what is happening is not a series of isolated events, but a comprehensive reality that requires deep understanding. This problem is not in a decision here or a procedure there, but in the system that governs you and in the very foundation upon which it rests. True change will not come through patching things up, nor through mere anger, but through realizing that Islam is not just rituals, but a complete way of life that must be implemented and be the sole basis for governance, politics, economics, and all other aspects of life. Be aware of this truth and do not be deceived by the regime's false slogans. Know that understanding this truth is the first step towards true change. O soldiers of Egypt, Kinana, you are a people of power and protection, and Allah will question you about this power. How was it used, and against whom was it directed? Your duty is not to protect a reality that contradicts your belief, nor to secure the interests of those who are hostile to your ummah, but rather to support your deen, stand with your ummah, and prevent injustice from befalling it. What we are witnessing today, including the incident of the ship, is further proof that this reality cannot be reformed from within. It requires a radical change that restores order and establishes Islam as the ruling power under the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of the prophethood. أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْغُونَ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ. Is it the judgment of pre-Islamic ignorance they seek? Who could be a better judge than Allah for a people of sure faith? Al-Ma'idah 50. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Egypt.